Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
When most of us get up each day, we straggle into the bathroom and bathe. It's so basic, we hardly give it a second thought. But at the turn of the 20th century, bathing at home in Minnesota was a bit uncommon, especially for poor people who lacked bathtubs. St. Paul resident Terrence Williams says in 1900, the city's health commissioner, Justice Ohagi, found a solution to keep his citizens clean.
Ohagi believed that cleanliness was next to godliness, that it was a very important part of public health, and he turned Harriet Island into a spa. He built bathhouses and pavilions and places for picnics.
It was a huge success. The small island in the center of the city attracted thousands each summer. Soap and towel in hand, they came to St. Paul's shores to bathe in the Mississippi River.
In those days, the Mississippi was clean and pure, and the beaches were lovely. It truly was a wonderful place and a blessing for the city.
By 1918, industry and a rapidly growing metropolitan area brought pollution and waste to the Mississippi River, forcing the Harriet Island Spa to close forever.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.